Okay, so it's 8 o'clock.
I'm ready when you are.
So, first of all, I want to say good evening
Karen.
To all of you. And the first thing I need to mention is that this meeting is being recorded for all of our safety and security. And so if you want to participate, of course, you're muted right now, and we'll need to give you permission to unmute. But in order to actually unmute, you need to hit the got it button that basically says that you understand that you're being recorded if you stay in the meeting. So that's the first thing. This is going to be Apple Music. Facilitated by one Herbie Allen, and he really knows his stuff. And of course, this is being sponsored by Blind Information Technology Specialist, otherwise known as BITS. And of course, we would like you to become a member of BITS, and so that you can find out how to do that by visiting the website at bits-acb.org. And we also have an email list that you can join, where you can find out about all of these presentations and our roundtables and our chats on Friday and Saturday nights. And if you want to join that, you can go to, or you can send an email to bits-announce+subscribe@groups.io. Again, that's acb-announce+subscribe@groups.io. And Rosanna or Irlene, is there anything else I'm supposed to say, or have we covered that?
Oh, I think you're fine.
I will go over the commands for how to raise your hand and unmute when Herbie is ready to take questions. So without further ado or anything else, I'm going to turn the program over to you, Herbie, and thanks for coming in here to do this. And I know I'm anxious to learn, so go ahead.
Next notifications.
All right. Thank you, Diane, and good evening, good morning, good afternoon to everybody. I don't know what time zone you're in. I don't know when you're listening to this, so glad to have you along. And yes, today we're going to be talking about Apple Music, my favorite music service. There are quite a number of music services out there. Of course, everybody probably knows about a lot of them, such as one of the early ones, Pandora. I don't really consider that a streaming service. I consider that more of a radio customizable service. One of the first streaming services that I can actually think of was Rhapsody, going back to 2003. Of course, you had iTunes where you could buy music. And yes, there at least has, I don't know if it's still around or not, there even was an iPhone app for Rhapsody a number of years later. And of course, you've got your iHeartRadio. That's an interesting one. And then you started to get some others for the iPhone, such as Radium. That was one that I tried out. And one of the more well-known ones is Spotify. And there's also Tidal. There's a reason why I mentioned Tidal, and I'll come back to that in a minute, and Deezer. But my favorite has always been Apple Music. Well, it's not always been, but Apple Music by far. And there was only one time when it got replaced, and that reason has since gone, and now I'm going to talk all about Apple Music, the app that is built into your phone, and one of the many services that Apple offers. They've got Apple Music, Apple TV, Apple Fitness Plus. No one surprised me if they start a delivery service and call it apple pie. But the reason, you know, like I said, Apple Music, one of the things that in my opinion makes it the best music service is it gives you almost anything you could want from a music service at a reasonable price. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mentioned Tidal a little bit ago. Tidal is a hi-fi music service that lets you hear music in better than compressed quality. Well, this last year, Apple Music finally introduced their own version of that, which incorporates a lot more than just lossless music, Dolby surround sound, and the best part is it's for the price you would pay for a normal Apple Music subscription. You don't need to do anything extra. You have it right there on your phone. There are several different tiers of plans. There is a $4.95 plan. I have not used this one myself, but what it does is it's a voice-only subscription that lets you basically use Siri to access your Apple Music. I think it's probably really going to benefit like HomePod users the most if that's how you access Apple Music. Oh yes, Apple Music of course integrates with HomePod because that's an Apple product. How convenient. Or the most common one is the $9.95 one plan, which, you know, gives you everything. They also have a family plan, and this is useful for situations where you've got multiple people on your family and they want to access it. Now, you're probably wondering, can I have more than one person logged into my account at the same time? Well, the answer is yes, but the caveat is only one person can be playing music at a time. So you can have multiple logins. And in fact, I do. I have my Mac, both my Macs locked into Apple Music as well as my iPhone, but I can only play music on one at a time. The other reason why I love Apple Music, though, and this goes back to even before the hi-fi and all that, is the way it is designed. Because the thing that irritates me about a lot of other music services is when you want to do things with them, you have to find the links for this or for that. Apple Music, in contrast, has a neat set of little context menus as well as some swiping up and swipe down gestures that can allow you to perform the same function but at a much quicker and more efficient pace. So we're going to take a look at Apple Music. One other thing I want to mention, though, is you can also use the music app to access your own collection of music. And the best way to do that, in my opinion, is with iTunes Match, because it'll sync everything through iTunes through the cloud without you having to do it through the phone. That is a pain in the tuchus, and I'm not even going to go into that because it's been, A, it's been so long. B, depending on which operating system, kind of depends on how you're doing it. And it's really just a pain. I used iTunes Match when it came out, and that makes syncing a lot easier. There is a third-party app you can use also to sync stuff, Walter Pro. I've not used that one. And if you want to sign up for Apple Music, you do it through the drawing a blank. I think it's actually through Music and Settings, where you would go to sign up for Apple Music, and it'll gladly, or if you open the music app and you look for the Apple Music tab in the library, I'm sure it'll gladly show you how to sign up for it. Now, before we go on, I will be honest, there are a couple of things I do find inaccessible about the Apple Music. The big one being the way you can access people who follow you and who you follow. Because with Apple Music, you can follow other people and see what they listen to, and they can follow you. I find that really a chore to find, and so I don't do much with that aspect of it. I will follow people if they want to follow me, but beyond that, that's it. Okay, so first thing we're going to do is take a look at our music.
1910, and 7 notifications. Facebook, characters.
That's nice. Okay.
Social folder, 8.
So, open settings. I'm going to show settings. You some things that you can customize in here to be able to get the full Apple Music experience. Or to at least know what they are.
General, can just home, X, wall, Siri, face, emergency, X, battery, private, app, wall, past, mail, con, calendar, note, dream, voice, phone,
so
message,
as you can
FaceTime,
hear,
new, weather,
we have
translate,
ways to
mouse,
go
compass, short, health, music, TV,
until
music,
we get
button.
To music. It is between health and TV.
Allow music.
So,
volume, describe images,
there you
vertical
go.
Navigation, speaking rate, 55%.
Let's slow the rate down a little bit.
50%. Fifth cellular data on set music heading allow music to access heading
allow music to access
cellular data on.
Okay, here's something you need to know. Do you want music to be able to access your cell data or not? One thing I will mention, if you're going to use the lossless music, you definitely are going to have a much better experience with 5G versus the old LTE, especially while traveling, because it's going to come out choppy and stuff. It's not so bad when you're stationary, but I will, like I said, 5G has improved a lot how lossless music transmits over cell data.
Use cellular data for downloads, streaming, updating your library, and loading artwork.
So it's explaining what it's going to use the cell data for.
Library heading.
And we're just swiping to the right here. All right, now let's go to our library heading. We're just doing a swipe right here, nothing fancy.
Add playlist songs on.
Add playlist songs. So there's two things you need to know with adding to the library. There is your music library, and then there's actual downloads. And they do two separate things. Adding to the library, so when we go open the music app, you're going to see the library tab or the search tab, and you're going to see two options, Apple Music and Library. So when you add something to library, it just adds it to your local collection, but it's still through the cloud. But it makes it so you can search for a song title and come up with a ton of results or a ton of different versions or whatever. So you can add the specific ones you want it to always find into your library. It'll kind of highlight those first, but also if you search within the library instead of Apple Music, it's going to narrow the results down to what you've told it to add to your library. However, you can also have it download music to your phone. And what you do need to know about that, though, is it's going to use your phone's storage. So if you have like to listen to a lot of music and you have a 64 gig phone, for instance, this is not going to be a good option for you. Even if you don't have the lossless mode on, it's still going to take up data. But it can be useful for... I use it in situations like if I'm going to be in airplane mode and I know what I want to listen to ahead of time, or if I think I'm going to have a bad cell connection and so I will download ahead of time. But most of the time I don't use this particular feature.
Add songs to your library when you add them to your playlists.
And you might want to add it to the library when you're adding it to a playlist. I have this on because normally when I add something to my playlist, I want to keep it.
Show star ratings off.
Show star ratings so you can see how songs are rated, and I really don't care.
Access star ratings for music saved to your library in the song menu. Sync library on.
Sync library, this is a crucial thing if you have multiple devices. You might want it to have it sync your library across the devices so that everything matches up. But if for some reason you want things separated, then you would want to make sure this is off.
Your purchased music, content you add from Apple Music or import to iTunes, and changes you make to your library will sync across all your devices. Audio heading.
All right, let's go to our audio heading. We're just
Dolby Atmos, always on button.
Dolby Atmos. Okay, let's take a look
automatic.
At this.
Dolby Atmos heading. Automatic. Selected, always on, off. Play supported songs in Dolby Atmos and other Dolby audio formats.
So if you have AirPods, and I think there's some other supported devices too, some music tracks are formatted in Dolby Atmos surround sound, really enhancing the music experience with most songs. There's some songs I've run into where they could actually do a bit better, but for the most part, I find it to be a really awesome experience. And you will need, like I explained with the AirPods last month, the AirPods Pro, AirPods 3, or AirPods Max for this to work. I do not believe it works on the AirPods 2. I forget. I mean, there is a difference between always on versus the automatic, and I've never really been quite sure what that is. I think the always on is for if you have a device that may support Dolby Atmos, but it may not recognize it. Also, a lot of the Beats products will also support the Dolby Atmos strictly for music. So I have the Beats Studio and the Beats Solo headphones, and I can actually listen to music, not TV shows, just music in Dolby Atmos surround sound on those particular headphones.
Music, back button,
so it's
music.
A button that you double tap on to adjust the
music,
settings how you want it.
Use,
and if you don't want it to do Dolby Atmos, then you would turn it off and everything will just play normally.
At show, access, sync, your purchase, audio, audio quality, button.
Audio quality, let's take a look at that.
Lossless audio, on.
So again,
audio quality, heading.
You've got several choices here.
Lossless audio, on.
So I want my lossless audio on. I know there is a controversy over whether it sounds good over Bluetooth or not. I know it can sound better. I will tell you that especially in the AirPods Max, it does still sound really great. But if you want the full experience, you will either need to wear the plugged-in headphones like the Apple AirPods. There are third-party MQA converters. I have not played with those, and that's on my bucket list of things to explore. And that, or you can get a Mac, and that will also give you the full experience that way with headphones plugged in directly to it. And the way it sounds over Bluetooth on a Mac is a lot different than over the phone, too. So there is the Mac and phone process Bluetooth differently.
Lossless files preserve every detail of the original audio. Turning this on will consume significantly more data. About lossless audio, cellular streaming, high-res 5G and Wi-Fi streaming, high-res lossless, button, downloads, high-res lossless, content downloaded previously.
So you can set each data mode to which format you want. And if
cellular
you want to just change one of them, let's say you want your cellular streaming to be a certain way, you can go
none.
In here by double tapping the button. You can
cellular
set it to
none. High efficiency, HEAC with low data usage. High quality, AAC 256 kbps. Lossless, ALEC up to 24-bit/48. Selected, high res lossless. Lossless stream.
And so I have the high-res lossless selected. So you can select which either one you want. Now, I will mention that Apple Music has always had the option for low data mode on cellular going back to when it launched in 2015. And in fact, that caught me off guard once because I was wondering why music sounded not as good was when I was on cell data. So I had to find that. So
audio quality.
There you go. And so you can adjust that
audio quality
to
music,
your
music
specifications. And yes, I can, like I said, you can tell a difference. One of the things that I've noticed, and I know another person who's on the call actually has noticed to this too, is like one of the things you will pick up on with lossless audio is like the instruments are a lot more detailed, for instance. So there you
music,
go.
Music, back button.
All right,
music.
What else
your
do we
purchase
have
audio,
in here?
Don't audio, sound check, off, EQ. Off.
We've got an equalizer. You can play with that.
Sound downloads. Heading.
Sound check. That kind of limits the sound volume of songs.
Downloaded music. 91.9 MB. Button.
Oh, I see I've got 91.9 MB of music here on my phone. You know what?
Music.
I don't know how that got downloaded. So I'm going to clear out the data by double tapping this
button.
All
songs. 91.9 MB. Delete.
And I'm going to swipe up on all songs because I want everything gone.
Downloaded music. Optimized storage. Downloaded music. 0 KB.
There we go. And now I've freed up some storage on my phone.
Sound check. Off. EQ. Download over cellular. On.
And download over cellular is on. So you can, again, turn that on or off depending on your
download
preferences.
Download in Dolby Atmos. On.
And there's a separate setting for downloading in Dolby Atmos.
Automatic downloads. Off.
I don't like it to automatically download. I don't want it to assume that everything I add to my library must be downloaded, so I have this off.
Music automatically downloads for offline listening when added to your library or purchased in the iTunes store. Animated art. Off. Button. Playlist. Album. Artist.
Now, there's one other thing I want to mention real quick with the loss list that you also need to know. So if you purchase music, you can't purchase it in the lossless format. You need Kobos for that, and I know you can do that on the computer. It's another music streaming service that's not the most accessible, actually. But if you have Apple Music and you purchase a song, you can hear it through Apple Music in the lossless quality. And why would you want to purchase a song if you've got Apple Music? Well, Apple Music files are encoded in a specialized format. So if you need it for, like, say, streaming purposes to a third-party program like Backpack Studio or maybe on your computer, that's why you'd need to purchase a song, but you won't get the high-res version.
Use listening history on. Music played on this device will appear in recently played. Replay mixes. Influence your recommendations. And if you
so you can have it store your history so it can make mixes based on what you would like.
Privacy. Heading. Apple Music. Home sharing. Heading. Apple Music and privacy. But
you can look at
the home sharing. Apple ID. Herbie. Apple ID.
And home sharing, which, you know, I've never not used in years, so I'm not really going to go into that. All right. One of the things, though, that people do complain about with Apple Music is it does not create station mixes as well as some of the other services like Spotify. I don't disagree with that. However, that doesn't affect me because I know what I want to listen to. So most of the time I'm telling it what I want to listen to, not letting it tell me what to listen to. All right. Now that we've gone through just how the settings work, let's actually now open Apple Music and take a look at what we got.
Screen.
Open music. Okay, so
artists.
You would just tell Siri to open music, and by the way, you can tell her to play Siri to ask Siri to play a song through Apple Music, so you could play, you know, say, "Hey Siri, play the Beatles," and then give it a song title, and it'll try to play that. All right, but if you are like me and you have arguments with Siri and say a few things that you'll regret next day if she was a real person, then this may not be the way to go. So let's take a look at our Apple Music.
Tab bar. Listen now. Tab. One of
five. So we've got five tabs at the bottom. Listen now. This has our history.
Selected. Listen now.
And again, with most Apple apps, I know I'm on the thing that I want because it's now saying selected. Let's swipe to the right.
Browse. Tab. 2 of 5.
This is where I can browse the entire Apple Music collection of over the millions of tracks they have.
Radio. Tab. 3 of 5.
Radio. This is a part of Apple Music I really don't make use of, but they do have customized radio stations and whatnot, but that really doesn't interest me, honestly.
Library. Tab. 4 of 5.
Library. So this is where you can access all the stuff you've added to your library, playlists, songs, albums. We'll come back to that in a minute.
Search. Tab. 5 of 5.
And search. And this is where you can search for things. Now, one other thing I will mention is I want to come back to this. Just mention real quickly, like, I know there's been some controversies with artists leaving Apple Music and, I'm sorry, Spotify and just being exclusively in Apple Music. And I will just say that that isn't why I love Apple Music. It really has to do with the interface and the fact that you get more for your money than you do with the other services. So,
library, tab, 4 of 5.
Go
search,
ahead
tab,
and search for
selected,
something.
Search, artists, songs, lyrics, search field. Is
so
search field.
The first thing you need to know with the search field, and this is important. So, I've got my search field here. Now, let's say I'm going to swipe to the right.
Cancel button.
I've got my cancel button.
Selected. Apple Music button. One
so
of two.
So now it's pointed to Apple Music. If I swipe to the right one more time.
Your library button. 2 of 2.
Then I can switch to my library. Now, this is going to go away once I search for a song. So I want you to be aware of that. So you need to decide which way you're going to select. You're going to search. Okay. So
can't search field.
You know,
is that
the
insertion
earlier.
Point braille screen input
so
orientation locked.
That If anybody's too young to know the Beatles, well, so am I, so it's all good. But,
Life.
Okay, in my so life, I'm just doing a song title search. I could portrait. Be more specific.
Mini player, search results.
Don't care
vertical
about
scroll
the
bar.
Player.
It can't top results. Adjustable.
Okay, notice right here, I've got an adjustable thing. So I can categorize this a number of ways. So right now it's set to top results, but if I swipe up.
Artists.
I can search for artists.
Albums. Songs. Playlists. Music videos. Video extras. Profiles. Profiles.
So there you go. All right.
Artists. Top results.
So we're going to search
artists, albums.
For songs with that title.
Search results. In my life. The Beatles. Button.
Hey, what do you know?
Actions
it
available.
Found the Beatles right off the bat. So first of all, if I want it to play, I can just do a double tap.
In my life. The Beatles.
And see, there you go. And then I can do my two-finger magic tap for it to pause. And if I have my autoplay on, it'll actually make a customized thing based off of this song and try to play more songs like it. If I don't want the autoplay on, I can turn that off. I'll talk about that in a minute.
In my life.
So I can see that I've got the Beatles here. Now, I've got a couple of options here. I can do my swipe gestures, so let's swipe down.
Playing next.
I can add it to play next. And so what that means is, let's say if I have a song playing and it's in an album and I want it to bypass the rest of that album and play something else instead, then this is when I would use the playing next feature.
Playing last?
I would use playing last if I've already added something up to my play next feature and I want it to play after that.
Download.
I can download.
Remove.
Remove, so this tells you that it's already in my library.
More.
Or more.
Activate. Default.
And activate. Now, the other thing I can do is either a two-finger double tap and hold, or I find this a lot easier now, a one-finger triple tap on the song.
Preview. Album artwork.
And here I've got some additional options, so.
In my life.
It's giving me the track title here. If I was to click on this track, which I will in a minute, it would now bring up the actual album.
The Beatles.
I can click on the double tap on the artist.
Rubber Soul, 1965.
And I can see which album it's from.
Delete from library. Button.
I can, in this case, delete from library.
Download. Button. Add to a playlist. Button.
Or I can add to a playlist.
Play next. Button. Play last. Share play. Button. Share song. Button. View full lyrics. Button. Share lyrics. Button. Show album, button, create station, button, love, button, suggest less like this, button, dismiss context menu, button.
And there you go. I've got a range of options in my context menu that I can select from. Share play. Let's talk briefly about that. So if you are on FaceTime and you want to play the song and have somebody else hear it in sync with you and they also have Apple Music, you can do that. Share song. It's not going to share the actual song. What it's going to share is a link to the song. And the other person will have to have Apple Music in order to be able to hear it. So it's not going to actually share the song. You can also view the lyrics.
Love, create, show album, share lyrics, view full lyrics.
This used
button.
To be accessible. Let's take a look.
Search,
here.
Back, more, lyric, in my life. The Beatles. Mini player, in my life. Play, button, in my, the Beatles. In my life.
Okay.
Lyrics. More. Button. Lyrics.
That's how you're going to be. All right.
Lyric. More. Lyric. In my, the Beatles.
Used to be
mini
that
player.
I could
play, neck,
actually
tap, browse, tab,
get it to
two of five, more,
display
lyrics.
The lyrics, but.
In my life. The Beatles. Mini player. Out the
go.
Beatles. More. Search. Back button. Search.
Let's see if I can get them actually
light,
to show
radio,
up browse, another
listen,
way. So let's
mini
talk
play,
about the
button.
Mini player. So the mini player is a thing that you're going to see at the bottom of your Apple Music. It will have your play slash pause button. If you swipe to the left, you're going to see the song that's playing.
In my life.
And if you double tap on that from life. Here.
In my, the Beatles. More. But track position. 5 seconds of 2 minutes. 26
so
seconds.
So now I can
adjustable.
See where I am in the track.
Previous track. Button. Play. But next track. Volume. Lyrics. Dimmed. Button. Playing next. Auto. Playback destination. iPhone, playback desk, play next, autoplay.
Oh, there
button.
We go. Here's our play next. So if I don't want the play next feature, I can double tap here.
Selected. Playing next. Autoplay. On. Playback destination. Playback. Selected. Playing next. Autoplay. On. Playing. Next. Auto.
Should be play. Able lyric. Selected. To turn
playing
off.
Playing next. Autoplay. On. Dim. Playback. Desk. Playing next.
It sounds like Apple Music is
play.
Being button. Previous track. Very picky about
dismiss now playing
this.
Screen. Button.
Okay.
Search results. In my life. The Beatles.
So in the mini player, I can go to a previous track or next track in an album or playlist.
Songs. Adjust. Search results. In my life. Preview.
So
album
let's actually
in
take
my life.
A look at the actual album now.
Search. Back button.
So let's see what I can find out about the album. So I've double tapped on
Rubber
it.
Rubber Soul. Hitting. Add. Button.
I can actually add the entire album to my library just by double tapping the
download
button.
More. Three. You added. Six. Five. Three. Two.
There I got
one.
Confirmation.
Six. Five. Three. Two. One. Apple Digital Master. But lost that. More. Button.
All right. So if it's it's telling me now what codecs I can expect for this album. So
lossless. Button.
Lossless.
Apple Digital Master. Button.
Apple Digital Master, which is even better than lossless. It's like what it would sound like in the studio.
One. Drive my car. Two. Two. Norwegian Wood. Three. You won't see me. 3 minutes.
Nope. You won't see me if you can't see.
Four.
So
Nowhere
go.
Man. 2 minutes.
All right.
Five. Think for yourself.
So there I can see the not only the tracks of the album, but what number they're supposed to be in. Now, one bug I do encounter sometimes with Apple Music is sometimes it will like to skip tracks, and so I have to go back. That is a little bit annoying. Now, I'm just going to briefly show you the library tab, and
tab
then
bar.
I realize
selected.
We're running
Search. Library.
Into
tab.
Extra time here, so I'm going to create room for questions. So, in my library.
Library. Heading. Playlists. Button.
I can see playlists.
Artists. Button.
Artists.
Albums.
Albums.
Songs.
Songs.
Recently added. Emperors of Soul. The Rarities. Recently added. Heading. Diana Ross and the can you stand the
and it's not showing that I added the Temptation.
Select radio selected search
not
tab
added the
selected
wow.
Library search
that's
tab
not nice. Let's go back
scrubber
here.
Add more add button download
okay so
added to library search back button
now let's try
six
that. Let's go
tab
back
bar
to our
select selected library tab raid
library tab,
tab
here
edit Desmond reset edit button Emperors of Soul the rarity
okay well this is a live demo and so if it's gonna do something like that, then what I would do is go down and reset the app and see if that fixes it. So there you go. All right, there's more I could talk about, but let's see right now if we have any questions. Let's see.
Okay.
Okay.
Harvey, I'm going to go over how to raise hand. While I do that, could you do me a favor and reinstate Diane because she lost her internet connection and she is back.
All right. I will do that while you give the...
Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. Folks, if you want to ask a question, first of all, just a reminder, if you have not hit the Got It button when we started the recording, you will need to do that in order to be unmuted, okay? In order to raise hand on the PC, it's going to be Alt-Y. If you are on a Mac, it will be Option-Y. If you are on your iPhone, you will go to More, and then you will raise hand from the More, which will be on the bottom right, I believe, of your phone. I never remember. If you are on a landline, then it will be *9. So
yes, on an iPhone or iPad, you would or tablet, whatever you would under more buttons yeah. Your raised hand button.
Yeah, Diane, are you back?
She was, and she's having connection issues, so
issues
we'll
up.
Just.
So we'll just
make do without her, and I see we have three raised hands.
Yeah, let me go back to the...
So Jane Sue, go ahead and start us off.
Yeah, well, right now...
Oh, yeah, you got to...
I got to get back here because... Unfortunately...
Here, I can help.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Herbie, go ahead Hi. And take the first one. Yeah.
Oops, yep, okay.
I just want to know... When you said those prices earlier, $4.99 and $9.99, is that a month or a year? Or how does that?
That is a monthly plan.
Okay, that's all I need to know. Thank you.
All right, and I think they do have a yearly plan as well. And I forget what that is at the moment. Also, if you are a student, they do have a discount too. So like for mine, I actually pay $4.95. Okay, so Jane Sue, you disappeared on me because I sent the unmute command to the wrong person. I do apologize. So we're going to go to Cindy instead.
And Cindy? Jane's,
there, I sent her the prompt to unmute. So.
Hello.
Hello.
I really appreciate this call because I didn't know a lot about the Apple Music and how to get to different things, and because I only use it to, you know, listen to music and put on my phone or playlist, whatever. I didn't know you could do all this other stuff. So I really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
You are most welcome. I don't know how much people knew, so that's why I thought I'd do this demo. All right.
Well, thanks again.
You're welcome. I'm very glad to hear it. And okay.
Diane, you're unmuted. Diane Scolzi?
Yeah, thank you. I first want to apologize to everybody. I've been having internet issues for some reason, and my husband won't restart our router, which usually fixes that. So I'm going to have to see if I can talk him into it. But I appreciate you guys picking up the call. And other than that, I don't have any questions. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Jay,
so I'm going to jump the whatever it's called. Jane Sue, I found you now. So I've sent you the prompt to unmute.
Okay.
We have music. Jane. You should be unmuted.
Yeah, she's unmuted.
Okay. Go ahead.
She was.
I did ask her to unmute.
She was talking and then she went away. Uh-oh.
Hello?
There you are.
There you are. Good. Go ahead.
Basically, how does the Apple Music work on the Mac?
Oh, I am so glad you asked that. The thing with the Mac is you're going to rely a lot on your section navigation. So what I do is when I open the music app on the Mac, I will do a command S that'll bring up the search thing option. And then I type in what I'm looking for and I hit enter. You will need to make sure, you may need to veer right and make sure that the radio button is set to Apple Music. But otherwise, if it is, you can do a heading navigation and get to the results. And you've got different sections that you can interact with and find the songs that way. And then you can hit space, which will bring up the album, or do a context menu and go down to play. And because we have other raised hands, I'm not going to get into a demo of it right now. But if there's interest, I would gladly revisit it next month from a Mac perspective, or wait till we get to a Mac call, depending on what other people want. But I can definitely do a Mac version of the Apple Music, because there's some similarities and some differences, as you would expect it being a different operating system. But I want to make sure we get to all the iPhone questions first. But it can be done on the Mac, and I can also work with you outside of the call too. If you send an email to community@acb.org and ask Cindy for my contact information, or if you are on Clubhouse, I do run a Mac club over there that you are more than welcome to join Thursdays at 4 p.m. Central. Okay.
Okay, Doug, I've asked you to unmute. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. When I got my iPhone, I discovered that there was Apple Music on it, and I never really had much training. So I've kind of learned a lot of stuff by trial and error. And 6 months ago, I started playing with what the Apple Music has that's preloaded on your phone. Now, at some point, I probably will get one of those $4.99 plans or $9.99 plans. But I was wondering now while I'm experimenting, if you know off the top of your head, which functions or services that you've talked about are available to use with Apple Music without purchasing a plan. I'm trying to save myself a little frustration time trying to dig and learn something that I can't get access to at this point. Thank you.
So you're trying to learn what can you use Apple Music with for free?
Correct.
So you can't use Apple Music itself for free. That requires a plan.
Okay.
You can use the library portion of the music app and add in your own music via iTunes or some method like that if you have the computer, or purchased songs that you've bought through iTunes itself that would be available in, you know, that would be available to you. But Apple Music itself, I don't think they offer anything for free.
The radio.
Maybe the radio.
The radio does work. Yeah, there's all sorts of stations for that.
Okay, so yeah, you can at least get that for free then. But now you can use Spotify for free. There is a free version of that. It is, again, I don't like the interface of that app personally. But with the free version, then you're not going to be able to do much with it anyway. But so there is that as an option. Or YouTube Music is another one, which I like a lot better than Spotify, especially as a free service, though I have the paid version, because with YouTube Music, what's really cool about that makes that service unique is it incorporates anything that's also available on YouTube, which can include a lot of things that you will not find on streaming services, such as live performances, rare, you know, vinyl albums, stuff like that. So those are the two options I would consider for free outside of the Apple Music Radio.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm not against purchasing something. It's just I, you know, want to try things out first and go from there. So thanks for your comments.
You're welcome. All right. Who have we got next?
Okay. Let's see. I don't see any more raised hands right now.
Diane, you still have your hand raised. So I've asked you to unmute. Let's see if you have anything else you wanted to say to us.
Yeah, I don't see any more.
Yeah, I didn't raise it, so I don't know if you just didn't lower it or what.
Oh, maybe I didn't lower it. Sorry about that.
It's all good.
All good.
Then I think we have time to talk a little bit about Apple Music on the Mac. So let me adjust a setting here. Because you're going to need to hear something different. All right, let's see.
New source, menu button. Com Apple Speech Speech Synthesis Chip Channels 1 and 2. Output Channels Group. Doc back. Open. Audio hijack. Google Chrome.
Any of my co-hosts, are you hearing voiceover right now?
You are the co-host now. It's moderator is the host now.
Okay, good. All right, so Apple Music on the Mac. I have the music app on my dock
here. Music, 6 of 32.
So I'm just typing in MU for music. If you don't have it in your dock, it will also be in your apps folder.
Loop back, window, music, window, sidebar, table, recently added, clock image. Selected, so has keyboard focus.
As with the phone, you can see I've got the sidebar. Great. In this case, it's a sidebar with the things that I was showing you with the phone. And one of the things that's a little bit easier on the Mac, actually, if you want to create a new playlist on the phone, you have to go to playlists and create new. With the Mac, you can just do a command N and type in the playlist that way. The only caveat is I have had some syncing issues with that method.
Today.
Okay, so let's get out of
sidebar,
this grid.
Table, play next, button, lyrics, button, airplay, full volume, 52.9, mute, LCD section,
okay.
Group, shuffle, dimmed button, vertical, full screen, minimize,
so
button.
I'm going to go back up to the top here. First of all, to adjust the preferences that the options that I talked about with the lossless and
shuffle.
Whatnot, that's going to be in your preferences of the music app. And
loop back,
you know
loop
what?
Back, out the channel, channels one and two, add up high monitors,
one
delete, high mixer,
here.
Device config, mixer, device config,
mixer.
Channels, output, USB audio, com Apple speech, synth, add up,
there we go, I'll
music.
Fix that in a minute. So,
previous, play, next, do not read, LCD section, group.
You've got your play, previous play, next button at the top here.
Mute button, 52.9%.
But there's something else I want to show
airplay,
you first.
Pop up lyrics, button.
So we got our airplay, lyrics.
Play next, sidebar, table, recently added,
and our
image.
Sidebar.
Selected.
This is what I care about for now. So let's interact
in
with sidebar, the
sidebar. Table, search text field, level one.
I can
one.
View space on here. The search bar is at the top, and then I can do the exact same search I did on the phone.
In my
life. And then I can life. Hit enter.
Empty collection.
Now, the reason why I'm not doing, I could have done, I can, like I said, I can also do Command S and show you that way and do that way, which I will in a minute. So I'm going
updating
to
artist artwork collection, iTunes store radio button. Three
show
three.
You something. So what you're gonna have
your
to look
right
for,
double quotation in my life, showing results for sidebar table.
So after the sidebar, you want to make sure you're uninteracted, and then you want to VO right.
Showing results for,
or depending, and if it puts you in the results, you may need to VO left. So the first thing you're gonna see is showing results for
in my life. Right double quotation mark. Apple Music selected radio button.
So you're gonna see three radio buttons: Apple Music,
your library, radio button.
My library. I do not like the library on the music app, by the way.
iTunes Store, radio button.
Or the iTunes Store, which yes, you can use it on the Mac. It is very easy to use. So that is something different than the phone, because on the phone, your iTunes is a totally separate app. But within the music app, your iTunes Store is one of your options. So make note of that if you're wanting to purchase music on the Mac. That iTunes Store is a third tab that you do not have on the phone.
Collection.
So make sure you're in that to showing result. You make sure it's a lot to Apple Music, and it will remember that setup.
Updating artist artwork. Updating art collection.
So now we're going to interact with our
collection. Top results section.
So remember I had the slider on the phone with the top results and all that. Well, here it's not a slider. It's different sections to interact with. And by the way, I'm using the latest version of Monterey. If you're using older versions of Apple Music, this is going to look a little different. And that's a whole nother demonstration. So I've got top results.
Artists section.
Artists.
Albums section.
Albums.
Songs section.
Songs.
Playlists section. Music videos. Video extras. Profiles section.
So exactly what I was given on the phone, but just, you know, here on the
video,
Mac.
You play songs section.
So let's interact with our songs section.
In section, 10 items, heading, songs, see all button.
So I've got a see all button. So if I want to see more than just the top results.
In my life, play, toggle button, the Beatles button, add to library button, more button.
Okay, so let's interact with that. I'm just doing VO right here, and I'm going to interact with
five
VO
items
down.
In my life, the Beatles button, add to library button.
I've got an add to library button.
More button, add the in my play, toggle button.
And you all want to hear what it might sound like. So
loop back,
I'm
loop back,
put,
loop back, add up to delete virtual devices,
folks,
new virtual device
I
button.
Did not come prepared to demo the Mac, but
loop back, delete, dip, loop back audio,
no.
Device configuration, new monitor, menu button, new output channels, new source, menu button, menu.
Let me add
so,
music
run,
in
music,
here.
Safari, music. New source.
Okay.
Music.
So otherwise you would not be able to hear the actual music app if I play something. So now I'm on my
in
play
my life,
button.
Play, toggle button.
So I'm going to VO space.
Selected.
And there you go. It's playing right here on the Mac.
Can't hear it though.
What?
Can't hear it.
You can't hear it.
Loop back. Music channel
uh-oh.
One to output. Music. Enabled application source. Music. Enabled. Out of loop. Delete.
By the
high
way,
monitor. High monitor.
I seem to be back hosting again.
Delete. Loop back audio.
Okay.
Device configuration.
I see why
device,
you can't
device,
hear it.
Editor.
I do
delete virtual device.
Folks.
Devices.
You're still hearing my voiceover, correct?
Yes.
I yes.
Can hear
new
your
virtual
voiceover.
Screen.
Okay.
New virtual device button. Devices list in prompt clubhouse and mic fit loop mic and mixer device
so
out of devices
here,
device editor in device mixer device name new source menu button menu so, run on music
there we go
new source,
now you're gonna hear
music.
It so because it started in the middle I'm gonna do a command left arrow to start from the beginning
previous
again.
Track selected
there you go
all right So this is what it sounds like on the Mac, and then I can use Command Up or Command Down Arrow to lower the
volume.
And then I can hit Space to pause. And
in my life, the Beatles, Add to Library button.
I've got my Add to Library button. I can VO space on that.
More button.
Or if I want to see what album it's pointing me to, I can VO space on my More
menu.
I've got
Add to Library.
Add to Library.
Add to Playlist. Sub-menu.
Add to Playlist. So if I want to add to a playlist, this is a submenu, by the way. So I'll show you this on the phone in just a second, too. But if I right arrow
here. Add to Playlist. Submenu. New Playlist.
I can create a new playlist from here.
Acapella Praise. Acapella Praise. Acapella Spotify.
Now, one key difference between the Mac and the iPhone when it comes to playlists. Anything with numbers.
Acapella, Acapella, one, new, Whitley, Vibes, Car, Travis Scott, The Four Top, Vibes, Whitley, Phipps.
Is
new
playlist going to come with at the top. And the on what is that while it's on the phone, anything with numbers is going to be at the bottom. Don't ask me why that
menu,
is.
Menu, play my life. Play next.
So I've got my play. I'm out of that submenu now.
Play later.
So here's another difference between the phone and the Mac. The phone, that play later is called play last. But here on the Mac, it's called play later.
Love. Create station.
I can create a radio love. Station. Dislike.
Dislike. Get info. Or dislike. Get in. Show in Apple Music. Show in iTunes Store. Share. Submenu.
So, yes. And if I do the show in Apple Music, then, you know, it'll bring up the album that
add to life, add to playlist, play in my life, show in Apple Music.
So let's view more, space on show in Apple Music.
Rubber Soul. Rubber Soul. Rubber Soul.
Okay, so about let's section. See. I have to unwrap
section.
With
six
this.
Items. Insect, Norwegian wood. This bird, you won't see. Nor, drive my car, too.
So here's another interesting thing is we do not get our track numbers on this. I just see the tracks.
Norwegian wood. You won't see me. Three. Nowhere man. Two. Think for yourself. The word. Two. Michelle. Two. What goes on? Two. Girl. Two. I'm looking through you. Two. 20 in my life, two. Wait, two. In my girl, what,
all right.
Drive my car, two.
So, you know, last thing I guess we can do is see if we can do a quick test and see if anybody can tell a quality difference with the two.
Group.
So I'm
Diana
get
Ross and the Supremes join the.
Wow.
Edit. Can you stand the rain? Selected. Live. Search.
Here,
tab.
We're gonna get things ready on
search
the phone.
Search result. In my life. But in my life. From the. It can't. Songs. In my life. In songs. Search result.
So one thing I wanted to show you real quick on the phone, if you want to add to a playlist on the phone.
In my life.
So let's do our three finger.
In my life. The Beatles.
No, I did the double tap. I wanted to do the triple tap. There we go.
Preview. Album artwork. In the beat. Rubber. Delete from
so
library.
Swiping
down.
Right
add to a playlist.
To add to playlist.
Double tap to dismiss pop-up
and
window.
Instead of a submenu, it's a thing about a double tap.
Can't find recent one button. All playlists. New playlist.
Now
button.
One is showing up because
on a gray
it's a
background.
Recent playlist,
plus.
But
acapella praise. Acapella praise or acapella Spotify.
And then I can double tap on the playlist I want.
Add to a playlist. Or double tap to double tap to dismiss pop-up window. Search results. In.
And one other thing I do want to talk about with playlists too. If you create a playlist and you want to edit it or delete it, you actually have to go into the playlist and go to edit. So that's another thing you need to know about playlists on Apple Music.
In my life. In
all right, let's see if we can hear a quality
life,
difference
the Beatles,
between
button.
The two. Probably not, but this is what it sounds like on the phone.
In my life.
There are places I remember. All right, and let's see what it sounds
Norwegian
like
you won't see nowhere, man. Think for your, the word.
Mac?
Take Michelle, too. What goes on? Girl, two. I'm looking through
really?
You. In my life,
thank
two.
You.
26. Dimmed.
Oh,
wait, two. In my life, two. 26. Menu. Add to library. Add to play. Play in my play. Net. Play.
Then we'll do it this way. Add to the context menu. Oh,
increase volume.
There are places
increase volume.
I remember.
Oh, there is a difference.
There actually is a very interesting difference.
Yeah,
and if
yeah.
you were not, if you're on the iPhone, I don't know if you could tell or not, but the thing I immediately pick up on is that the stereo separation on the Mac is more spread out than it is on the phone. So that is some of the differences between Apple Music on the Mac versus on the phone. So there you go. Apple Music on the Mac can be a bit more of a frustrating experience because, as you can tell, you have to do a lot more playing around with things. But then you do get, you know, like, as you heard, the kind of the different quality. So there you go. All right. Do we actually have any more questions?
Yes.
Did we lose anybody?
Yes, we do.
Michael Babcock, and I've asked you to unmute Michael. Go ahead. Michael, you should be unmuted.
Michael, who did a very excellent Mac call earlier today on the ACB community. I'll keep plugging his call until he gets his unmute. And
I'm here.
There you are.
There you are.
Yeah, so just so you hosts know, if you ask to unmute and the person accidentally dismisses it, they may not be able to re-unmute, and that's why some people are not able to immediately unmute. Is they're waiting for that request again. I just wanted to let you know and your listeners know, Herbie, that on Windows, I use Apple Music all the time in Chrome, and you can get there by going to music.apple.com. And the experience is a lot like Apple Music is on macOS, but it does work. You just sign in with your Apple ID and your password, and everything works, and it's included in your plan. So thanks for this demonstration, Herbie.
You're welcome, and I will definitely have to check that out when I'm on the dark. When I'm on Windows. Oh, did I call it the dark side? I'll tell you. That tells you.
Roseanne, I'm back. If you want me to.
Oh, you're back. Okay.
Yes, and we do have another raised hand.
All right. Who's actually host? I don't know at the moment.
I am.
It's your host. Diane.
Okay.
And I'm up to Carl. I've already asked him to unmute. Go ahead, Carl. Carl Hanks.
Oh, there we go.
Yep.
Yeah, this is Kat. Sorry, Kat, it was taking me a second. I was like, what's going
on? That's okay.
So with that, the playlist on the whatchamacallit, on the iPhone, if you're doing that, isn't it a one-finger triple tap? It's not a double tap, is it?
To bring up the playlist menu to add to a playlist?
Yeah.
It's a one finger triple tap and then you swipe right to add to playlist button.
Okay. I just wanted to double check because I thought you had said something else earlier too. And I was like, what? That's why I wanted to double check.
Yeah. Thanks. Sometimes you can find it in the swiping menu, but I find the context menu is the most consistent where you can just swipe to the right to add to playlist. All right.
No more hands raised and we're at 3 minutes.
Well, guys, it's been fun. All right. So I hope you were all able to get something out of this presentation. And other than feeling sleepy. next month, I'm going to talk about the various methods of typing on the phone. You know, what they are, how to use them. And yes, I'm going to include dictation and Siri, my least favorite, but I try to give you an honest opinion, and I'll be honest how I think, but I'm going to include the dictation. So we're going to talk about standard typing, touch typing, direct typing, Braille screen input, Bluetooth keyboards. So hope that you'll join me for next month as we take a big bite out of the Apple and how to fully access it. Thank you to Bits for allowing this event to happen. Thank you, Erlene. Thank you, Diane and Rosanna. Between the three of us hosting, we somehow got it done. So
I apologize for the technical difficulties.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Well, I think we got it done somehow. So.
I think we did. I want to just thank Herbie for an excellent presentation and thank everyone for being here tonight. Thank you so much for joining our Bits Apple Bytes presentation. We look forward to you coming back and joining us next month with the one and only Herbie. Thank you again.